It's time once again here on RNIB Connect Radio for our regular checkup with pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow. Hello, Elizabeth, how are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
There is so much news at the moment regarding COVID, whether it is the easing of restrictions, the wearing of masks, or which countries we might be able to visit for our holidays this summer. Elizabeth, do you have any good news concerning COVID at all?
Yes, believe it or not, researchers in Glasgow have found a correlation between some of the symptoms of COVID-19, for example, joint pain, inflammation. They found a correlation between that and the characteristics of rheumatoid arthritis. What they did was they studied macrophages. Now, these are cells important for the immune system, but they can, when stimulated, also destroy cells. They become, if you like, overwhelming in the body. Now, the same cells were identified in the lungs of patients with severe COVID as in the joints of people that suffer from rheumatoid arthritis. So what does that mean for the future? Well, it's possible that treatments can be found from this discovery. And I'm sure those who suffer from rheumatoid arthritis, it's quite a debilitating disease, they'll be heartened by the news.
Is rheumatoid arthritis different to, say, ordinary arthritis then?
Yes, Toby, it is. Rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune disease. It's as if your body is attacking its own cells. This causes swollen, painful joints when you have the disease. You experience morning stiffness that lasts for more than an hour. And you can also get nodules and particularly small joints in your hands and feet. And it can cause fatigue and sometimes a mild fever. Osteoarthritis tends to appear in your hips, knees, neck, back, big toes. It can often happen sometime after an injury.
Elizabeth, how is arthritis diagnosed then?
In rheumatoid arthritis, there are various blood tests that are performed. Examples are ESR, that looks at red blood cells checking for inflammation, or the CRP test, where the C-reactive protein increases. And again, there's an inflammatory response in the body and that can be measured. Now, patients with either type, you may be sent for x-rays, ultrasounds or MRI scans.
What is the current treatment for arthritis?
Well, for rheumatoid arthritis, it tends to be DMARDs. Now, these are disease-modifying drugs. Examples are azathioprine, sulfasalazine, methotrexate. Your surgery will ask you to come for blood tests, sometimes monthly, because these medicines can affect your blood cells. And they want to monitor your kidney and liver as well. Anyone taking these types of medicine who develops a sore throat, for example, must seek medical attention because of the effect on the blood. You may also be given a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, such as, say, ibuprofen or naproxen. It's very important to take these medicines after food because of the irritation in the stomach. And your doctor may also prescribe a PPI, now that's omeprazole or lansoprazole, at the same time to protect your stomach. And another thing you might have to take with DMARDs, these rheumatoid arthritis medicines, if you're taking some of the medicines, is folic acid. And that is taken at a different time of the day when you're on these medicines. For osteoarthritis, it can be helpful to take paracetamol on a regular basis, just a basic paracetamol.
Elizabeth, so can people buy arthritis medicine over the counter, say, from their pharmacist?
Yes, for osteoarthritis, clearly not rheumatoid arthritis. And I think it's important to get to know your pharmacist. He or she will be able to keep you right in terms of what medicine you can take, particularly if you're on other medicines. Now, carers, please don't pick something up at the supermarket without checking with the pharmacist if it's safe for the person that you're caring for, just in case there's an interaction with medicines they're already taking. Now, I could mention at this point the National Rheumatoid Arthritis Society for Self-Management. They've got a phone number, Toby. It's a free phone number, 0800-298-7650. And I believe they're open during the week, Monday to Friday. And it might be useful to get some tips from them if you are one of the sufferers.
And finally, Elizabeth, what is your advice about mask wearing at the moment?
It's interesting that Scotland seems to have taken a different route from England. And in Scotland, masks are going to be mandatory. In England, it seems to be if you want to wear a mask, do, or if you don't, please don't. Now, I think for the future, I think the problem is if you think about last winter, we had hardly any respiratory tract infections. We didn't really have a flu season. We didn't really have coughs and colds. And one of the reasons was that we were all wearing masks. So I think that's one of the things that I'm thinking about as we head towards autumn and winter, whether because really we haven't built up any immunity to just the normal coughs, colds, and if we're not wearing masks, that could be the problem rather than saying, oh, yes, you must wear a mask because of COVID. I think that will be perhaps something we need to think about as we reach the winter. But right now, yes, England can do their own thing. Scotland, certainly it's mandatory. I think you've just got to be sensible.
I think so too. I think just sensibility and a bit of common sense, I think, would really help.
Yeah.
As always, some very useful information and advice there. Elizabeth, if people would like to get in touch and maybe ask for your advice, where can they go to find you?
All the W's, newlifepharmacy.co.uk.
Thank you, Elizabeth Roddick, for New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow, for chatting with me again here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much, Toby.